You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Finally today, we have the Mental Health Foundation have launched a new website to bring awareness and assistance to those affected by suicide bereavement. I spoke with Chief Executive of the Mental Health Foundation, Sean Robinson, on what's looking like a New Zealand mental health crisis. The Mental Health Foundation have launched this new website, offering friends, whānau, and family practical info and guidance after a loved one or someone close to them dies by suicide. I was hoping you could tell me a little bit about the need for a website like this in New Zealand.
Well, I think it's very, very necessary. We know that New Zealand has unacceptably high rates of not only deaths by suicide, but for every person that dies by suicide, sadly, there's probably about 10 people who attempt suicide, so about 50,000 attempts in a year, and in fact the figure goes well over 100,000 who make plans. So it's a very big issue in New Zealand, and of course every suicide or suicide attempt not only affects the individual, but it affects all the people who interact with that person in their life, their family, their partners, their friends, their work mates. So and it's a hugely activating, emotional experience. I know this from very personal experience. I had a family member who took his own life, and also when I was younger, I attempted to take my own life myself. And I know that, friends, family, it just had a huge impact on everybody around me. And people don't know where to go to get support. A death by suicide is a different type of death. It brings up lots of social taboos and stigmas. Often, it's associated with concerns and stigma and fear around mental health. There are often lots of questions, sense of guilt, potentially sense of blame. Sometimes the media become very interested and engaged. So in addition to all the usual, normal human issues around death and grief, there are all these other complexities. So this is an attempt to give all Kiwis, no matter what sort of role or who they are in the network of people who may have been affected by suicide, somewhere to go where they can hopefully have their questions answered, be guided towards support services, be assisted to understand, be given some advice and tools about how to cope with different situations, such as if the media approaches the family. So we're really trying to fill that very important gap, and this is a work in progress. Everybody in New Zealand is working to understand and to try to respond to the very challenging issues we have around suicide, and so this website will be sort of live, and that we will update it and change it as understandings and needs change over time. But it's filling a very important gap.
So how long has this been in the works for the Mental Health Foundation?
This has grown out of previous work that was kind of more in paper form. So it's building on understandings from previous years. So in many respects, this has been in the works for over a decade. But in terms of turning this into a website, it's been about 18 months, 2 years to get it to this point. And I think it's very, very timely because Kiwis are very focused on the issue of our appalling record in suicide at this time.
Would you say it's almost like we're at crisis level at the moment with the terms of how New Zealanders are addressing mental health?
I would say it's in a very serious state. You know, there are many people who do get good service, but there are many people who don't. Far too many people that don't, and you know, there are far too many gaps and cracks in the services that are available. And you know, we really are at a critical turning point for mental health in New Zealand. You know, we absolutely need to get it right going forward. You know, otherwise, I think you know we are in the midst of a national tragedy that could get seriously worse.
So whereabouts can people find information about this website? So what is the website called?
So after it, www.afterasuicide.nz. So you know, it's been live now for a couple of days. We've already had pretty overwhelming response of people going to the site. Had a lot of really positive feedback from people that have used the site. So would really encourage anybody who has questions around suicide, anybody who's been affected by suicide, to go there. You know, the support services are extremely prominent. I would just, you know, add now, even on this in this interview, that you know, if people are affected by this interview or you know, are thinking about suicide or are going through a really tough time, there are services available. Text or phone 1737. That is a you will get a free trained counsellor at the end of that number. There are other support phone numbers and teleservices. There's the GP, there are crisis services within DHBs. So don't be put off reaching out for help, and talk to a friend. And if you are concerned about somebody, if someone in your family, your whānau, your work, you know, appears to be going through a tough time, you know, reach out and just say, are you okay? And ask them if they're thinking about suicide. You won't cause them to have that idea. Actually raising the issue and getting them to talk can be a real act of turning things around and creating safety.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.